Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast. For the next hour or so, we're going to hang out. We're going to roll some dice. There may be a laugh or two, not three. Not three. I'm cutting off laughs at two.
I'm hoping for three.
Nope. This is a very serious episode.
Oh.
Because we're playing Shadow Dark.
It's a serious game.
Shadow Dark. If you are enjoying this show or any of the myriad shows we put out, here's what I want you to do. I want you to head to jointhenaish.com. For as little as $12 a month, you can get access to our entire catalog. 10 plus years of this shit. It's all great. Check it out. Join today. Wow. Exclusive content, bonus content, you name it.
You're overselling it.
Yeah.
People.
I want to.
You're so biased for our content. It's really embarrassing.
It's great. There's a lot of it, too. You don't need any other subscriptions. Hulu, Netflix. Forget it. Just join the niche. That's all you got to do. Also, if you plan on coming to Gen Con this year, which you should, we're going to be doing a million things there. We have a booth on the floor for the fourth year running, booth 174 at the con. We're doing five live shows at the con and then two outside of the con. That's seven for those of you like Sydney. And that's going to be... It's going to be Mothership Live, Shadow Dark Live. For the first time, we're going to do a live show of Shadow Dark. Delta Green Live. Fucking...
Call of Cthulhu Live? Yeah,
Call of Cthulhu Live that Brian Holland is going to run. And... Fucking...
I don't remember.
Something
Did we miss
else.
One?
There'll also be two Call of Cthulhu Live, the tour shows at the Athenaeum on Thursday and Friday night. There's one more that's escaping me. Anyways, you just need to go to our website. We have a Gen Con page where you can buy tickets to all these events, plus tons of gauntlets in the booth if you want a real premium experience. We're going to be doing Traveler gauntlets, Alien gauntlets, Pathfinder 2E gauntlets, Starfinder 2E gauntlets, Shadow Dark gauntlets. Grab your tickets now.
Blades in the Dark.
Blades in the Dark Live. Thank you, Sydney Emanuel.
I was going to say that, and I didn't because I didn't want to upset people if it wasn't true, because I'd be mad if I heard Blades in the Dark.
Well, it's technically
and then found out it wasn't true.
Not true. It's Blade 68. We are taking Blade 68 right. out for a spear. I saw this little social media clip the other day of this young man. I don't know if he was young. I don't even know if he was a man who was saying like, these are the songs that went number one in 1986. These are the 31 songs that went number one. And so I was just looking, I was like, these are all absolute withstood the test of time bangers.
Yeah.
You know, great list.
I want to go over them.
Wait, you know what else came out?
Let Joe guess.
You know what else came out number one in 1986?
All right.
Let Joe guess.
Can I throw a couple out there?
All right. You want to do it that way?
Well, just a couple, because I just think that this is impressive.
I'm guessing from your tone that you do not.
All right,
Joe. The reason I say this, the reason I feel like this is interesting is because I don't know anything about music, and I feel like I know a couple songs that are specifically 1986, and I could be wrong, but maybe it's because it is such a banger year. Is 1986 Sledgehammer? Is that one of them?
It is, yes.
Sledgehammer.
That was number one for 1 week in July 26th.
And then I want to say You Can Call Me Al. Was 1986.
No. That was later.
If it was, it didn't hit number one because it's not on the list. Okay. But Sledgehammer.
Can I guess one?
Yes.
Bad Outta Hell.
I'm not even going to look that up. I know it's incorrect.
Absolutely not.
Came out in 78.
78
or 77.
You Can Call Me Al is 1986.
Oh. Boom. But didn't make number one.
No.
But I think the video made number one.
Do you remember what they were playing in the operating room when you were cut out of your mother's womb?
The movie Moonstruck.
Literally, it was on while you were being birthed.
They were doing a private screening because that also came out in 1986.
I also assumed you were a cesarean. A cesarean birth by the shape of your head.
Video killed the radio star, Bee Gees.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Stop.
No.
That was 79.
It's also.
Why are they all 80? 79?
That's the very first MTV video, isn't it? That's fairly famous.
Yeah, it's also not the Bee Gees. It's the Buggles.
Oh, the Buggles.
Yeah. Speaking of Buggles, 86 song. Give me one.
Kyrie.
Yes.
I know.
I just played it before we went live.
You cheater.
And by Mr. All right. So the first one was Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. You're starting off a little slow.
When you say first one, what is the order you're putting these in? Chronological?
Not
in what held it the most weeks?
No. Okay. I can tell you that at the end of the discussion. So and actually.
At the end of 30 songs. We're going to do 30.
That's what Friends are for. Dionne Warwick and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
Friends. 86? Don't forget the and Friends. How Will I Know by Whitney Houston.
Oh.
How will I know he really loves me? I say a prayer with everybody.
I'm keeping count of how many of these I know immediately off the top of my head. One so far.
Yep. Kiri and Eliza is the next one. Well, it's just Kiri.
You don't know what? You don't know that's what Friends are for?
Shut up. Know Sarah by Starship?
Oh, great song.
It's good. Give us a little
Sarah, Sarah, no time is a good time for goodbye.
Oh, come on.
That's not ringing a bell for me.
Sarah.
I couldn't do the words better. I recognize it from my mom.
Just singing listening. The
name. Name one other Starship song. We Built a City.
Jefferson Starship?
How about These Dreams by Heart?
Dreams.
Wait.
Heart has been mentioned a lot lately on the show. This is all part of my master plan to make this a Heart podcast.
Still one so far.
Rock Me Amadeus. That's his Front Door as It Comes. You don't know Falco?
Can you sing it?
Rock me Amadeus. That's the whole
Amadeus.
If you've heard the song, it would be very recognizable. Yeah.
Oh, Amadeus. No? The 80s have a category of songs like that are all just kind of like, the 80s were weird. But it was number one for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Oh.
How about Kiss by Prince and the Revolution?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was not going to let you off the hook.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
It's just that guitar.
You don't know that song by
the band?
And you're
Prince. I thought you said it was by Kiss.
He hasn't heard of Prince.
Oh, Prince.
I've heard of the artist.
You hear that, Minnesota people? Matthew doesn't know Kiss.
I've heard of the artist.
How about Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer?
Oh, come on. You're going to have to
face it.
You're going to have to face it. Is that on your list?
That's a own.
Here's
gonna
one.
Gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. All the models that look the same, just dancing.
You're addicted to love.
Three, maybe. Okay.
All of these were staples on like my mom's.
Yeah. I was a kid, that Addicted to Love video was enthralling.
Oh,
yeah. They just like, they were all like doll-esque.
All his videos.
And they just moved like in this very like, robotic kind of way. And he was just that, like,
while he was standing there in like a white button down, just like, face it. It's very, very sexist video. Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. Do you know? It's in West End Girls. You wouldn't know that.
Oh, no, I know that one.
Are we really going to do all 30?
I'm almost done. Came back to Whitney for Greatest Love of All for 3 weeks. We're already into May.
During the pandemic, there was a Peloton ride that I did. It was straight Whitney Houston. songs.
And it was Colin, if you're shocked.
And it was the most it was the most pumped up I could get.
Wow.
Greatest honest. Love of all.
She does get hill. You pumped. She gets you pumped.
Here's one I didn't I don't know if I knew. Live to Tell by Madonna.
Live to Tell.
Yep. I'll keep moving. On My Own by Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald. Francis, I know you know that one. On My Own. Two great. There it is.
Francis is singing it.
Billy Ocean. Everybody knows him for Caribbean Queen. How about There'll Be Sad Songs to Make You Cry? You know that one, Francis? Give me a piece.
He's groaning.
Give me a piece of that.
Are you groaning because you don't want to cry? Way.
I can't. Oh, I can't hear it. Sing it. Still don't know it.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Now that Francis is singing it, I do recognize it.
Francis was...
He's crying.
He sounds like he's really getting emotional back there.
I think he's streaming tears down his face.
A Billy Ocean of tears. Here's a great one that I heard recently, and then when I heard it again, I was like, I really need this on a playlist. Holding Back the Years by Simply Red.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Holding Back the Years.
At what point in the year are we, by the way?
We're in July. We're midway through the year.
You haven't. I wasn't alive for any of these. Well, I was probably alive for something.
You were, when were you born? October. November. Oh, yeah. October. We got a couple. We're getting there. This is fun.
Hey, we're only in July? What podcast
only,
is
come
this?
On. All right, now, this was my favorite song when I was a kid. It was probably, I think of this as the song that made me go from liking nursery rhymes and children's songs into liking music. And it was Invisible Touch by Genesis.
That's a great song. Okay,
I had the fucking cassette. I probably still have it. GCC. All right. Sledgehammer. You already said. Mm-hmm. What movie was out that summer? How about Karate Kid Part 2? The Glory of Love. Oh, Peter Cetera.
It's a great one.
Papa Don't Preach by Madonna. You know Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't Preach. Don't preach.
You don't know
Papa. I'm in trouble. See, Papa Don't Preach. I've been losing sleep.
I'm going to make you a mixtape.
Please. Here's another
Francis Troy banger. We used to just listen to this alone in a room. Higher Love by Steve Winwood. Venus by Bananarama. I can't hear that.
It's a cover.
It's a cover.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
I'm your Venus.
I'm your Venus.
Fire, your desire.
You know it from commercials.
Yeah,
for
from
Venus
Swiffer,
Razors, I think.
Swiffer commercial. Oh, no, yeah.
Have we reached the Capricazzi years yet?
We're getting there. We're in the fall. It's September. Take My Breath Away by Berlin. I didn't know the band, but I know the song.
Is the one in Top Gun? Well, Top Gun came out that year. That's the one. That's Top Gun.
That's it. Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News. Fun video. Might as well be stuck with you.
You know who's really good? Huey Lewis.
Fucking top five of all time.
He's really good.
Love him. When I Think of You by Janet Jackson. When I think of you. You know, nobody.
That's a good song.
Okay.
Good song. It's not ringing a bell right now.
Ringing a bell.
True Colors, Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, I love Cyndi Lauper.
That's 86?
Yeah.
True Colors.
86 had a lot of we needed to calm down after 85, I think. Amanda by Boston. Can't hear that now, but you know if you hear it. Human by the Human League.
Huh. No Human League.
I'm only human.
Oh, wow. God, I haven't heard that in forever.
You're only human. It's weird that they were called the Human League, and they were like, for our first hit, let's use one of the words in our band name.
Well, they did Tainted Love, right? Didn't they do? Oh, no, that was Soft Cell. Never mind.
Only four more. You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
Of course,
Jersey Trash knows that. That was right around when you came out.
It was right when he was born.
Yep,
right,
November 29th.
Wow. All right,
three more songs.
November 29th?
That was November 29th, yeah.
Oh, so what was it on my birthday? Hold on, I'll look it up. You keep going.
What was your birthday?
October 30th.
Okay, True Colors.
Great. I'm happy with that.
December 6th was Next Time I Fall by Peter Cetera. And Amy Grant. The next time I fall in love, the next time I fall in love, it'll be with you. You don't know that one?
I don't know.
Am I the only one that had Peter Cetera's greatest hits as a teenager?
Six so far.
Yeah,
I guess so. All right. The Way It Is by Bruce Hornsby and The Range.
That's just the way it is.
That's an 86 song.
That's just the way it is.
Look at all the
things will never change.
Look at all the wonderful things that came out of this interesting year.
I only know that song because of Tupac. It's Tupac that sampled.
We finished the year, surprisingly, with a very unholiday-esque song, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles.
Oh,
I know that one.
I remember that one.
Eight
out of 32.
That's not bad. 'Cause
two out of three ain't
best. Also 78. Whitney Houston wins with 5 weeks
just having a good time
at number one across two songs. And then Dionne Warwick, I don't know what this means.
Man, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston is...
Yeah, it was good. Those tracks were, they were good.
Whatever happened to her? We'll be right back.
I need a break.
I need a cigarette.
I got to take a second here to thank Pocket Hose for sponsoring this episode of the GCP. My goodness, I've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks all through the spring. I love my Pocket Hose. I can't stop shouting it from the rafters. No, but truly, we're talking about here, the world's number one expanding garden hose. The thing is awesome. If you are looking for a hose that fills only when you are using it to water your lawn, and then as you finish... As you depress that nozzle and let the water run out, shrinks all the way down to a size you can just easily pocket away. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's a phenomenal upgrade, I'm sure, from trying to deal with a massive hose that is just constantly getting wrapped in on itself. Not to mention up at the spigot, how often those hoses just kind of get cinched and bent in on itself, and then the water stops mid-water. Not with the 360-degree rotating pocket pivot from Pocket Hose. They know what's going on, and you're going to get that for free in a second if you follow this, this deal that I'm getting to, which is... The Pocket Hose Ballistic. This is our new upgrade. The Pocket Hose Ballistic is a hose that is reinforced with a liquid crystal polymer. The same stuff you get in bulletproof vests. I mean, it's bendy and flexible, but they say it's 5 times stronger than steel. What? How is that possible? Amazing engineering. That's how. Not to mention the thicker washers, the re-engineered thicker washers. I raved on this last week. I can't stop talking about the thicker washers. They resist leaks. I hate when water pours down my arm while I'm watering the garden. This is such a nice reprieve from that. So, high quality make. Check this stuff out, and you get a couple free gifts with it. And now, for a limited time, when you purchase a new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you'll get a free 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text GCN to 64,000. That's GCN to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. Text GCN to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Hey, we're back. I hope you're making a sweet 86 playlist, because I know I am. I want to thank our sponsors, Foundry, Virtual Tabletop, and of course, Old Norse Foundry. Have you made the jump yet to Foundry VTT? Please do that, and then head to norsefoundry.com and buy all their dice. Yes.
I have something that I think people will be excited about with Foundry VTT, which I was not aware of. Pathfinder players, of which we know there are many in our audience. Pathfinder players are people that want to get... people to try out Pathfinder. They have packaged Secrets of the Unlit Star and Troubles of Grace, which are like beginner combat focused scenarios, like teach you the game. They've combined them into one combat anthology called Secrets of Grace. And it's first party. Actually, I don't know that it's first party. I'm saying that off my ass, but it is
off your ass.
We'll put it in the description, but you can get it on Foundry right now. It is a, it's like a starter kit for Pathfinder 2E players to like teach mechanics and stuff right through Foundry.
So, sick.
Anyway, awesome. Just found out that is
that's dope.
Has hit Foundry.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. I've been fucking around a lot more with Foundry lately. We did the rally recently, so I was building some stuff on there with Mythic Bastion Land. It's crazy the amount of modules. Like, there's so many fan-made modules. If there's a RPG that you play, there's probably a decent fan-made module of that game.
Yes.
which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. Helped you just sort of organize your notes and thoughts.
Well, it's just one of those things that's so hugely community driven, which is great. They've built a spectacular community there that does a ton of work to make the product awesome, because it's all just gamers. It's made by gamers for gamers. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's as schlocky as it sounds, it's true. Like, these are people that made these because they want to use them in games they run. Mm-hmm. And it really creates all these conveniences for you as a GM, no matter what game system you're playing.
Do you know who else has built a great community? Your mom.
Oh. That's so nice for her.
I was going to say the Glass Cannon Network. But
no, I guess that's not true.
I guess it's my mom.
It's your mom. Gotcha.
It's your mom.
Look at his face. We're back playing Shadow Dark for the first time in three and a half, four months, it feels like.
Can I offer a correction?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
I was stupid.
Oh
no.
Wait, what?
What happened?
Moonstruck came out in
1987. Oh no.
That was a great bit,
and you ruined it.
I know, I ruined
it. Everyone hurt him physically.
I'm glad you're honest. Maybe you can make up for it by reading the review of the week. And while he does that, remember, if you go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a little review for this show, for all the shows we put out. It really helps boost us up the rankings. Mighty Caps, review of the week.
This is 5 stars.
Oh, I like it already.
Comes to us from Jago810.
How do you spell that?
J-G-O-810.
Jago.
The 5 stars. The title is It's Sound! Exclamation point. The review is contains audio, comma, which keeps the demons at bay, period.
Aww. That's all you gotta do.
Jago,
that's all
you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do.
It's accurate.
It's all
great.
It's true. Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Safety tip.
Everything you want in a review.
Thank you, Jago.
Thank you, Jago.
You're doing the Lord's work. We're back. You guys have probably played Shadow Dark more without me since the last time we played.
In fact, yes. This game.
Yeah, we played during the rally. Sydney and I did.
It was really fun.
Yeah, with Paula, Rob, and Kate. Oh my God.
It was so fun. I love Shadow Dark. I love playing it.
Right now, as this episode airs, we are just finishing day one of this year's Glass Cannon Network retreat, and three of you are running Shadow Dark, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you running? You're running just one of these, like, random
just
generation
like
drones?
Rally, yeah. Start from complete scratch every time.
You love that.
With the characters, too.
Yeah.
It's like you roll the characters, they're done in like 40 minutes. And then you play a 2-hour adventure.
Fucking great.
So fun.
And you're doing something really interesting. Tell me.
I saw that Kelsey, author of Shadow Dark,
will also be there running Shadow Dark. There was a little
pop of water out there.
I'm so excited that Kelsey's going to do that. Sorry.
I saw this in the Shadow Dark newsletter, and then I also watched the Sly Flourish video about it, but I'm running a Shadow Dark conversion of the original Ravenloft.
It's great. Right. So it's like a pro conversion of the entire module.
Where are you at with your prep? Like, have you read all of that Ravenloft pamphlet?
I've been prepping the module.
What is it like? It's just like,
I mean, the hardest thing, honestly, is the maps, because you got that like that beautiful isometric
like
map.
Grids, yeah.
So I actually have, like, I found there are maps online that do a top down view, but I'm considering, and this is in the past, so this, who knows what's happening for real, but what I've been considering is, I was talking to Skid, old school, like, I didn't know this, but it was the player's responsibility to keep the map.
Yeah.
As the DM, like, you would say, like, okay, so you walk into a room and it's 10 feet by 15 feet, and someone would have graph paper and they would be like,
drawing it. Oh, that's
it. And they'd be like, is this right? It's like, yeah, that looks right. And so then by the end of the, you know, the session of the dungeon, like, they'd have like a full map of the whole thing.
That's really fun.
I'm really considering doing that. Yes. Just like handing graph paper to anyone who wants, and then just.
You could also do what my DM did growing up, was just like blank white paper, and he just drew it as we were exploring. He would just hand draw it, and you didn't have to worry about 5-foot squares and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. The old D&D was not nearly as tactical as some of these new.
I mean, in Shadow Dark, too, I'm going to do most of the combat's theater than mine anyway, right? Where it's because it's just like, are you close? Are you near? Are you far? You know, it's in these rooms. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because for the rally, I did the like D10 roll dungeon generator, and it was awesome. It worked perfect to just sort of like drew around them. But I want to get some. Now you say that, I haven't even thought about that. I should just buy some graph paper.
Yeah.
Because if you just roll it onto graph paper, like
just draw
everything can be a little sharper and a little cleaner.
Yeah. Well, now
what do you run?
I'm running Shadow Dark too, and I'm doing the same thing I did at last year's retreat, which is the complete random generation of everything. And I think it's so fun to roll the dice and then where they really land. Fun. And like the story unfolded in such a cool way, and it was all just made up on the spot. But now I want to do that as my key. So I know what those rooms are, you know, because it tells you like trap, monster, whatever. And then I want to try to maybe do that. Have that be a blank page for my players. I have the key. And then I just do it as they explore.
Because that's murky too. Yeah,
that's fun.
That's so immersive. And then it's like, they don't know there's other rooms. Right. They don't even know. They don't know what's there.
Early Glass Cannon podcast, Giant Slayer, that's how we did it. Like I'd have some of the map, I've some of the map drawn, and then I'd just quick draw and we'd either edit it out or I would reveal. Yeah, be like,
That's so fun. I love that.
For Raiders of the Lost Continent too, it just had the big Chessex dry erase map.
Yeah.
Stuff on there.
Draw as you go.
Yeah.
Halcyon days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who wants to do the recap while I get your bottle caps? It's been a hot second. And yeah, I was like,
I have no bottle caps.
I was a little worried when Joe when Joe said, what happened last session? Because usually Joe.
Yeah, I'm usually on top of it, but I did not re-listen to the
We've had a busy
last
few
week's
weeks.
Episode. Yeah.
Maybe right?
Everybody needs caps.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can all do it together because I, too, it's been a little while.
I don't remember where we started, but I remember. Drinking.
Oh, I remember where we ended.
Yeah, I remember the end, but where did we start with us?
We started with, wasn't there like a secret door?
That led us back to the original room.
Led us back to the original room.
You started
in combat.
In combat and Pharaoh fell. Like,
that was the top of the episode?
Top of it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Pharaoh died.
Yeah.
And, but we were in that terrible room and where we couldn't see
all the pillars and
we were in darkness for a while.
Light.
Yeah.
And we didn't, we were also all pretty much separated. Saint had gone to that door and he was like far away from everyone. And
oh, yes. Saint closed us out of a door. Was like, right. I found a side room. Boom, boom.
Yes.
And locked us in with the enemies.
Yeah,
enemies.
That's right.
And it was like,
wild.
It was
choice.
The ghosts of the battle. So like some ghosts would attack us and some ghosts wouldn't.
You know what? Shut the hell up. Saint made a tactical choice to close a door on a skeleton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He had no idea that Pharaoh had fallen. It was pitch black. Sorry that I play so immersed in the character.
You just stay in character and make those. Yeah.
But it was really difficult though, because we were in darkness. Pharaoh was very far away from me. You guys were closer to Pharaoh, but you also didn't know that if he was alive.
We never saw him because he was out of the light.
I was trying to get a torch lit. I couldn't do it.
It was a mess.
It was a mess. Anyway, eventually we opened the door that Saint shut in our faces.
Yeah, and he didn't lock it, so you were fine.
Yeah, lock was a strong term.
And
incorrect.
And Mork and Ellison stepped into this room, which was small, and we closed the door, and then we were debating what to do. We weren't immediately followed. We were trying to... eventually, I think there was some frustration from the GM's corner of the table, and eventually we did discover there was a secret door in that room.
Right? Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We went through the porch with him and went back into the original room we walked through.
Where we found the seeker.
And the seeker was waiting for us.
Yes.
We rested there.
Yep.
That was a source of more GM frustration, but eventually we all worked it out.
I was fine with you resting, to be clear. I feel like...
No, there was the resistance to resting. I feel like you were just like, just rest.
That's right. Yeah, because you were walking into death, and I think your characters understood that more than the players.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to like save you from yourself.
Well, I think also like from a character perspective, it's like these ghosts could come and kill us at any time, but they didn't. So then we rested, and then we basically decided to treat with... the big knight.
We decided we couldn't beat them.
We couldn't beat them. We had to try to. So we encouraged the seeker to lead the parlay, and we bucked him up a little bit, gave him a little pep talk, and then sent him in first. And then it ended up we all kind of contributed, but the seeker led the way and was able to. Basically, we were able to kind of subdue the knight, right? He was able to kind of talk him down,
and we learned his name was Dorman Taragson.
Right.
Roman Taraxon. I think you saw that on the crypt when you first came into that room, but that was, you've been running around the dungeon ever since. But yes, the back wall opened up and the ghost of, or this white, whatever it was, of Dorman Taraxon was pulled back into the sarcophagus and the lid sealed. And towards the back of the room, you saw these ghostly figures, three men, two women. I think I said one of the women was blindfolded and holding a lantern. One of the men had a giant sword looking like he was ready to attack. Another had a bow and arrow. And you realize these were the pictures you saw on the walls and the statues that you saw upstairs. They are the former commanders of the Green Knights. And one of them stepped forward and said, I'm Sir Renway Flood. Much to Matthew's delight.
I'm delighted on so many levels. So just because I get to say Sir Renway Flood.
Sir Renway Flood. Well, he was the Renway Flood on the wall, as it were. You knew he was
the Renway Flood?
The Renway Flood. So let's pick it up from there. This sort of soft, pale, flickering light in this hidden chamber sort of kind of gathers into these five figures who are standing around a pedestal atop which sits a green glowing blade. I knew that'd get your attention.
Now I'm listening.
No.
Now you have my attention. Though ghostly, their faces match the portraits above. Their visages match that of the statues, though you only gave them a cursory glance when you were fighting that mad priest before going through a portal which took you to this possibly extra-dimensional crypt. The first to step forward is this broad-shouldered knight with a weathered face, cloak embroidered with the crest of the Green Knights. He introduces himself and then says, have you come to clean or to claim, to purify or to pilfer?
To purify, to rebuild, to rebirth the mission of the knights, to see it return to its greatness, this place.
Our world has been beset with a great and devastating war. We need the knights more than ever.
Has Yidris been defeated? Have the Green Knights been reformed?
I'm sorry, we know not.
We don't, right? If no, Yidris is
no
defeated.
Idea.
We never even met Yidris.
Yeah, but we read that name on like a scroll or a letter or a message, but we don't know. I fear Sir Yidris is right or something.
We know not of Yidris's fate. We just know that this castle is lying dormant while the lands around it fall to corruption and evil. The very forest floor and the trees that sprout from it are infused with the energy of demons. That's all because there's no one to fight it.
What brought you here, then, to the remnants of our former home? Who are you?
We are veterans of the Great War that scorched this earth. We seek refuge and a bit of respite on our journey.
We seek a place from which a place and no, a base from which to operate a mission to discover what happened to this land and cleanse it.
You are soldiers.
Yes.
I am, yes.
Which side did you fight on in your great war? The side of good or that of evil?
Good.
They both, and Sane is looking at Warwick, they both did horrible things. Each side for their own reasons. And then he also looks at you.
As warriors yourself, you know there is no good in war.
So you know not of our history. You've come here mainly as a place to weather the storm that has been created in your world.
That's why we came. Perhaps, but it's not why we stay. We've learned since walking through these doors that the knights were slain. Foully murdered by some force. We can't quite figure it out, but we want to.
Well, then we will share with you what we know. As I said, I am Sir Renway Flood, the penultimate Lord Commander of the Green Knights. These are my predecessors and equals. Sir Timrist Tableton.
Oh boy. Okay, here we go.
First among us, Dame Elowen Briar, Sir Phil Morganfrank.
Phil Morgan, Frank.
And of course, Dame Ysara Thorne. We are the Circle of Five. He motions to the sarcophagus, the lid now closed. He says, there lies Dorman Taraxin, the founder of our order. He lived when the world was younger and the darkness less understood. It was Dorman who first gathered the sacred defenders of these lands beneath the banner of Saint Taraxinus. It was Dorman who taught us that courage was not the absence of fear, but the willingness to stand against it. When his life ended, the green knights that he raised laid him to rest beneath Maia Castle and entrusted him to the care of future generations. All remained in balance until the folly of Sir Ydris. And that name, Ydris, just sort of hangs in the air. And one of the women, Dame Ysara, perhaps, she says, he was our brother, our finest knight, perhaps our greatest Lord Commander. Motions to the sword. For centuries, this emerald blade passed from one Lord Commander to the next. When our lives ended, our spirits joined this sacred crypt. Those who bore the blade could forever seek our counsel down here. Those who came after could learn from those who came before. And they all just sort of glance towards an empty place near them. You think of the statues upstairs where you thought like there was one other place missing. You think of the pictures upstairs where one of the paintings was like scratched out and not there anymore. And she says, there should be one more standing here with us. Renway takes over again and says, for many years, Sir Ydris led the Green Knights with honor and fought to keep the growing evils of the world at bay. He was a bold and curious man, always looking for opportunities to serve the greater good at any cost. Long before Maia Castle fell, Sir Ydris brought us news of discoveries beneath the earth near Lake Finnemir. Ancient dwarven gates broken open from within, tunnels filled with heat, ash, things no man can explain. Ydris became obsessed with what he found there. He believed the darkness threatening our lands was not a curse or a plague, but the symptom of something far older awakening beneath the world. He argued that unless we understood that power fully, the Green Knights could never defeat it. Yet when Ydris began these forbidden studies, the corruption he carried seeped even here into Dorman's final resting place. The dead knight rose again, not as the great guardian we remembered, but as a twisted reflection of his former sacred duty. Even in undeath, he continued his vigil, standing watch over the blade and the memory of what we once were. That is why he fought you, for he did not know your purpose. You may rest once more, Sir Dorman. Looking at you, there is still perhaps good left in this world. We forbade further study, calling Sir Ydris's probings heresy, but he would not let it go. He claimed that we were blind, that we were counseling against fighting shadows while the true enemy stirred below. Another one of the knights, perhaps Sir Timrus Tableton, glowing knight with a long sword that reaches all the way to the ceiling, says, we were not alone in disagreement with Sir Ydris. Many among the Order, the wisest priests among them, tried to reason with him. Some dismissed him outright as a heretic, while others wondered if perhaps he stumbled upon a terrible truth. Reports were arriving from Lake Finnemir, broken dwarven gates, sulfur rising from beneath the earth, sounds of hammering where no miners dwelled. Evidence was mounting that something ancient had awakened, and Yidris would not let it go. His followers believed that this validated Sir Yidris's theories that the source of this darkness in the land was something deeper. Others feared he was wrong. Not wrong about what had awakened, wrong about what should be done about it. Yidris believed that this power below could be not only confronted and studied, but perhaps wielded. Renway Flood says he abandoned the Order of the Green Knights, at least having the decency to return the Emerald Blade. Many would follow him. And weeks would pass until one night, men wearing unfamiliar heraldry came through our gates. They knew our defenses. They knew our secrets. Brother fought brother in these halls. Priests were murdered in their chambers. Knights were cut down while trying to flee to these very crypts. Yidris betrayed the Order and opened the gates to something unspeakable. The blindfolded woman, Dame Elowen, or something, says, we could all see, but we could not interfere. We were forced to watch in pain as these former Green Knights stormed Maia Castle and murdered their brothers and sisters, wiping out centuries of the Green Knights. Renway, his face is just sort of hanging. You can tell these ghosts, they don't like reliving these memories. They're caught in this perpetual sort of state of having to think about all of these horrible things that happened and how unable they were to step in. And he says, though lives now are different than they were when we were corporeal, death has given us time to reflect. We know only what we witnessed. We do not know what became of Yidris and his followers after that night. We do not know what he found beneath the earth or what he did with it. We do not know whether he became a monster or simply a fool chasing a terrible truth. These answers are denied to us where we are now. He sort of places a spectral hand on the blade and his hand goes through it. Almost looks like it's resting on the pedestal with the blade stuck through his hand. He says, this was Dorman's blade, given to him by Taragnus herself. It is said whoever wields the Emerald Blade would speak for the Green. If you are pure of heart, take it. Seek the path of corruption that Yidris left in his wake. If the Green Knights truly ended here, then let their story end with honor rather than betrayal. So long as this blade endures, the Green Knights live on. And they just sort of hang their heads in quiet reflection.
Ellison looks to work.
Yeah, he's gonna step up. I mean, internally, I'm very unsure of whether he's worthy or not to do this, but certain that his intention is good, in that it is to carry on this mission and hearing about this corruption. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out as Warwick. As a player, I'm like, this is awesome, because this is very, like, this is very Delta Green in a way. Like,
it's very, the blade's green?
No, because
there's a screen in both the name of the knights Yidris, and also the green.
Yeah,
Yidris. Yeah, I can see that.
Now I can see it.
Yeah. Yidris finds something corrupt and unnatural.
Oh, yeah.
And people tell him, like, you just need to shut it away and never. But he's like, but what if we could wield it, right? The classic tale.
Yeah.
But it's like you have the faction that says, like, no, we need to learn about it to defeat it. And then you have the faction that's like, no. If you even learn about it, you're already lost, right? Mm-hmm. There's an interesting So I don't know how Warwick, how he thinks about this. I don't think he thinks in, you know, that philosophically about these things. I think he just thinks that this Yidris seems to him like a kind of a mutinous commander. And how can he be mutinous if he's the commander? Well, he turned on the order that he had sworn fealty to and built an army. And then using the knowledge he knew about their base and their location, he sent that army in to slay them. Yeah. It's like horrifically cowardly and the kind of thing that I think Warwick would easily find to be disgraceful and need to be fought. So
would it also maybe awaken some sort of sense of purpose in him that, you know, after being,
yeah,
you were part of this unit, the unit was decimated, there are no sides left, and like finally it's like, oh, like a purpose, like a good axe on the world, right?
Yeah.
Like I could be knighted and become, restart this order, and
exactly,
you've got like chunks of the armor.
Yeah,
he already
picking them up because he kept feeling
knight.
Yeah, he kept feeling like these people are trying to protect this land, and that's what he thought that he was doing. But he's young and impressionable, and was told certain things by his commanders and by the army, and now he's thrown out of sync by meeting Saint and Ellison, you know, by meeting these people that are like, ah, your army's awful, everybody's evil, and you know what I mean? He's just like, well, he doesn't know what to believe. This seems pretty clear cut, you know, it's like, this seems like something that is worth getting behind. So, just giving you a little insight into his thoughts.
And Saint's thinking, if Warwick says yes, then we can get this castle and live here.
Right.
And not be
rebuild the very knights.
Fought by ghosts.
Saint's thinking, I'm going to steal the Emerald Sword while it's sleeping.
No.
And sell it.
Saint wants
for $1 million.
Sir Phil Morgan Frank is staring at it.
Do not try to get one past Phil Morgan.
No, Brian Frank's like, look at
twitching.
This.
Senses your thieving heart.
Scallion.
Senses your thieving heart.
Saint does want to ask them.
Sir Morgan Frank's like, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Saint does want to ask them, though, about the crystal, what was it, emerald? The diamond? That was
ruby.
The ruby?
No.
One other gem. Name one more. Lapis lazuli.
Sapphire.
Garnet.
It was upstairs, the one that turned everybody to stone.
It was embedded in the statue.
Yeah, it was a curious thing that, like...
The star sapphire.
It was a star sapphire.
Ah, yes, the star sapphire. That's still there. Oh, no.
Don't worry, Sir Martin.
But, no, you... Well, we can...
Yeah. For a second, let's just stay in that moment where he steps up.
Are they charging us? Or, like, is it kind of... Are they requesting?
They're saying, if you want to pick it up,
yeah,
see if you're pure of heart. To me, it almost sounds like an Arthur, King Arthur type thing.
And they are like, they're crestfallen. You look and like they're, it's not like they're kind of floating. Their feet just sort of end as they hit the ground and they're just kind of like lingering there, looking up from time to time and looking down. And you know, like they're just caught in this perpetual cycle, but they're meant to be counselors.
Yeah.
They're the Circle of Five.
This has like very Elden Ring vibes. They speak way more clearly than somebody would in Elden Ring. But like the sad spirit, you know, the like lost soul.
How cool would it be if we made this our base of operations and we could come consult
with the former
Lord's Commander.
Exactly.
Lord Lord's Commander?
Lord's Commander.
Lord's Commander, right?
Yeah, the former Lord's Commander.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so, right?
Yeah.
Former
like Attorneys General?
Attorneys Commanders. General. Lord Commander or Lord's Commanders?
Lord's Commander.
Okay.
I don't know. It's Lord Commanders. It sounds better to me, but I think it's incorrect. I think it's Lord's Commander. Anyway.
Like the Knights Temporal.
Who knows what it's like in the year 4000?
In the year 4000.
Right. All right. So he's going to step up and saying nothing. He'll reach. Well, I guess he won't see that.
Morgan Frank read is up.
He'll
just.
Look. He'll look at all of them.
Shaking his head at him.
He'll look across.
This is a proof of it.
He was an irascible knight. They called him Morgan Frank the Cruel.
An irascible knight. He looks across all of them and he says, I will take up this charge. I will swear to find Yidris and his followers and make sure that their corruption is buried deep beneath the earth where it belongs forever. And I'll reach out and try to grab the blade.
You try to grab the blade and Sir Renway Flood raises his hand and the blade just lifts ethereally into the air. And he says, kneel,
Oh, it's got chills!
He kneels.
Puts his head down. Shaved head, big beard.
Renway Flood slices his head off.
She's immediately decapitated.
He chose poorly.
He chose poorly. No, remember, he has the Green Knight helm on.
Yes.
So he'll remove that helm and just like put it under his arm and then kneel, kind of bow his head.
And the just kind of like one part of the sword taps you on one shoulder and floats over and taps you on the other, and he's like just using his hands. He's not holding the blade. He's kind of like a puppeteer.
Yoda
blade. Blade floats, and he says, "Do you?"
I don't believe it.
That is why you fail.
Do you swear to protect the innocent and be a guardian of the forest?
I do.
Do you swear to uphold all the truths that make the Green Knights who they once were and who they can be once again?
Yes, I do.
And do you swear by taking this blade that you will always speak for the Green?
I do.
Then rise, for you are now the Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
Wow.
Just hold this bastard sword in
big
your
promotion.
Hand.
Well, running unopposed.
That's true.
There was literally no one else.
No one else really wants the job.
There's literally no one. You're the only one alive.
Or, you know, Sir Warwick, Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
Wow. Sir Warwick, Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
Time for a paladin dip.
Oh, come on, little paladin dip.
And you sense great magic coming off of this sword. It's just this green glowing bastard sword.
It's amazing. Oh my God, we should just like take this. Just
sell it.
Yes. Exactly. We're rich. I was going to say,
we should take this and start our cult.
Yep.
This gives us legitimacy. We can form any kind of cult we want.
No, I was going to say, we should take this and just unabashedly, unashamed, just like walk into Marin's Hold. Holding this glowing emerald sword.
Claim it for the Green Knights.
Just wait for Tarly to be like, that's magical. And then just slices it. And be like, the Green Knights on Marin's Hold. And the first thing we do is murder anyone that disagrees.
Right? No, I mean, it's a real great business opportunity. We can start a protection racket amongst all the towns in Wyoming.
We can go back to Regina.
Money,
and we
please.
Can be like, would you like to continue doing business?
Yeah. It's a real nice town.
10% of that will come back to the Green Knights.
If you encounter any problems, you just let us know.
Yeah. If you've got a real nice town here, it would be a shame.
Just a shame. Real nice shame. Right. Real shame. Something bad happened to it.
So Renway's like, wait, wow. No, that's not.
This power corrupted so quickly.
You were ignited less than 2 minutes ago.
I know, for like fractions of a second, you're like completely fallen into darkness. Seconds of receiving the
give it back. Give it back. Yeah.
Okay.
Renway Flood will be like, it has been many years since any of us walked above. What darkness?
Hello?
What?
Just give me one second.
I think that's you, Renway.
I can't talk right now, Ma. Ma, I'll call you later.
How does he get service?
I'm investing a stranger. Here.
I'm investing a stranger.
I'll call you later.
I gave him a really cool sword. He wants to turn it into just fucking mafia.
Press input until it says TV1.
I'll call you later. What evil now? What evils do you face in the world?
Most of all,
motion smoothing.
No! You can't turn it off!
It's called something different on this brand.
What menu is it even in? It's in a different menu on every television!
I curse you, Samsung!
Samsung does sound like a good Sauron-esque villain.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Lord Samsung, the eye of Samsung.
The unblinking eye of Samsung.
The unblinking eye of Samsung.
In flame. Injects extra frames into our vision.
Does everything look like a Spanish soap opera?
What evils do you face?
To be truthful, they're too numerous and too different from each other to detail as one. There are strange fey creatures moving about. There are
werebeasts
and people that would infect and turn children into monsters.
Something happened.
The people are given to making sacrifices to protect themselves from great and chthonic powers that rise from the earth.
Yes, the town we came from so fears even the presence of magic, even the mention of it in a book, that they burn people at the stake for even thinking it.
The war we fought. Mages did desperate things to gain advantage, and we broke something open. Maybe it was not unsimilar to what your Yidris was searching for or found or started. Maybe we contributed to it in some way. But we created whatever's happening out there. They call it the gloaming. It's a change. It changed. Changed the world.
What of the dwarves? Did they ever return?
No.
We encountered the gates beneath the earth near Lake Finnemir. But it... whatever was unleashed has long been roaming this countryside.
And the dwarves are also long gone.
They were great friends to the Green Knights long ago. But they disappeared without a trace. Proud, noble, ancient allies. But one day their envoys stopped. Their roads became overgrown with vegetation. They no longer traded with us. It was as if they simply disappeared.
Whatever poison corrupted the mind of Idris, it starts with them. It starts with the dwarves. Something deep down there, and we saw those gates. We laid our eyes upon them. But they were closed in a collapse. The entire system collapsed. I would seek to go there first to cleanse this evil, but I don't know how to return.
There must be another way in. And now you realize you're getting fucking counsel.
Yeah, exactly.
From your new...
He's asking for help because he doesn't know where to...
Best friends.
Yeah, make this first step.
Well, Sane also wants to say, we also faced something that might have come from underground.
A dragon.
A dragon that burst from the earth. One that doesn't fly, but one that burrows.
Swamp dragon.
Yes.
Something like that.
Dangerous foe, and yet you live to tell the tale.
Barely.
We did not slay it. We were lucky to run.
We lost a friend.
To be surrounded by a bunch of NPCs who took a lot of the blows for us.
One of them,
that
even
was convenient.
A player character who got carried off. We don't even know what fucking happened to her.
They are sure her name.
They are surely dead.
Morrigan was her name. We knew her name.
Sorry, just speaking for myself.
She was cool.
She was cool. Well,
she's probably fine.
That makes it all the harder.
It is. She was lame. Nobody would care.
If she was lame.
The grief cut so much deeper when...
She was sick as shit and hot as hell. And now she's gone.
I know the feeling. The, no doubt the...
Great band.
Great band. Fuck!
No doubt the dragon has your scent.
What?
What?
You will face it again. Yet another concern of yours when you resurface
but I would look for more underground opportunities. There lies the roads to Gardaloom.
Of course, the city would have more than one entrance. There would be multiple gates in different places.
Yes.
Perhaps we look to the west.
And you mentioned the lake, Lake Fenimir.
Yes.
There's a tower there. We faced an ogre. Do you know anything of the tower? There seems to be no entrance.
On an island in the lake.
Tower. No, there was no edifice there in any of our times. But the dwarves, we did see them to the north of the lake. If anything remains, I would say go there. But beware. Yidris's followers may yet still live. They will be dangerous to anyone bearing that crest.
Can I quickly ask a player question? I asked before, but I want to double check. The dark knight we met on the road, now learning more about his followers and that there could have been others, does this feel like this could have been a guy related or no? He had that.
You've asked that.
I know, but I asked it specifically about Yidris himself.
The ghosts you've seen don't wear that particular spiked armor.
Yeah, I thought you were asking about the enemies. Do they have that style of armor? And he said no.
Depending on when this siege was, if this order was reformed in any way, then maybe they
change their armor.
Like a team changes their logo. Yeah.
Home jersey, away jersey.
Right.
Okay.
It's like the Diamondbacks. Change it every fucking year. New color scheme, new everything.
Look at the old New York Football Giants logo. It's just like a giant stamping on the Empire State.
I have a t-shirt.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I did an in-character question.
I'm sure you would have done this if you were able already, but is there anything we can do as a more material representation of the knights here in the gloaming to put these,
and he kind of vaguely looks around the crypt in general,
to put these spirits to rest and continue the fight over and over?
The castle is full of repeaters. Ghosts just live out their final moments again and again and again. How may we put them to rest?
They look to each other like they don't want to answer, and they're being withholding, and finally they say, "We fear that the influence of Yidris, as long as it continues, these spirits will suffer this cycle over and over again."
Yikes.
So it
comes back to the
added to the quest log.
Added to the quest log.
Deal with the Yidrins.
Deal with the Yidris problem.
Deal with the Yidris
problem. Lord's Commander.
The Folly of St. Yidris, perhaps.
Ooh, I quite like that.
It's good. Damn.
Lord's Commander. We accept this honor and this charge with all due weight.
I didn't get your name, says Sir Timrus Tableton.
Ellison Rix.
Rix, R-I-K-S.
R-I-X.
Love trying to guess how to spell
it. Changed it at Ellis Island.
Ah.
Wait, it's R-I-X?
Yeah.
I'm spelling it with an E this whole
they
time.
They named an island after you.
Rex?
No, yeah. Did they? Maybe. Perhaps. Maybe I was named after the island.
This tower is yours.
Lord's Commander.
Yes.
The task you have set before us is long and arduous,
yes,
and we shall undertake it. But is there anything you might do to aid us in our quest? Is there any source of power or equipment maybe you know of in this land that we may seek?
They look to one another once more. The sword. That's it.
It's only one of us that can deal with that.
Yes, but it's good that you got it. Yeah. It's worth 3 experience points.
Ooh,
juicy. Should we all get that?
All get that.
Can we do it right now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. I'm adding it.
Perhaps that added power will help you, but
if only we
do not look gift ghosts in the mouth.
No, I just want to get to level 3 so I can
get power.
How far are you from level 3?
So far.
8 points.
Young Rix, 8 points.
6 points.
8.
Go questing. You'll need at least one more party member to face the horrors ahead.
Yes.
Do you know where we could find somebody?
I don't know. Perhaps we'll find out. after this quick break.
I don't think we will.
Who is he talking to?
They're not going to tell us anything.
Break from what?
Yeah.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Run Down, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back.
Is there anything else I need to call my mother?
Can Ellison ask about the implements and the wizard's documents they found? Like, I couldn't identify the implements. Maybe I can ask them what they are.
I need to call my mother. I just... It took me a second. God.
She can't watch her stories.
She called earlier. Call her back.
Judge Judy is on in an hour.
She has the biggest remote. I bought her the biggest remote, and she still can't find the button.
It's a universal all-in-one. What implements? What?
The arcane implements that we found in that room.
Down here in the crypt?
Were they down here in the crypt? It's been so long. I guess so, yeah. In the crypt, right? I've been trying to identify them, and I've been rolling very poorly.
Unless they were in the room with the desk with the notes from Yidris when we found the correspondence.
I think they were down in the crypt.
They were down in the crypt, okay. Sure. I'll show them.
So, those. You are not versed in the powers of magic?
I'm but an apprentice.
I see. Well, I suppose we can help someone who isn't the Lord Commander.
The Lord Commander will need help himself.
You should just counsel the Lord Commander. Are you going to take up the mantle of the Green Knights as well?
It's an interesting question, Mark. Looks over at him.
There's no wrong answer, Mr. Ricks.
I will provide counsel. I am no good with a sword. But I can provide.
You need not have a sword. You just need to commit yourself to the destruction of Vidris and his followers, to the cleansing of this land in the name of the forest. However, you can provide that service.
What are you good at? Fucking?
Is that...
What? Who was saying that?
I think that was Phil.
Was Phil.
That Phil?
It's Phil Morgan Frank. I didn't like anybody. He chimed in.
I am but an adept in the art of magic, but I have my uses. Elson's Chorn, part of him is like also charged with the purpose of like maybe we could do this, but also like he wants to get home to his family. So it's like I can be an advisor as to you as opposed to
Yeah, I don't think that they're mutually exclusive.
You mean Sir Allison? Wizard?
Why not?
Yes. Ooh, like, who's the wizard in Whiterun?
Oh,
go to the mage's college.
Oh, those. Okay. The
like old? A court. He would have, I
like
guess.
Like a court wizard. Yeah,
court wizard. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I suppose I could.
You don't have to answer now.
Great. Any knight can make a knight. I'll talk. I'll think about it.
Any knight can make a knight, yes.
I must consider this. I have personal obligations that I weigh heavily on me.
Yes. You must lay those aside when you join the Green Knights. And then you start to think about, oh shit, what did I commit to? Because you were looking for people. You had like vengeance in your heart.
Yeah,
and
a sword,
relatives,
another sword,
and stuff. And it's like now you've taken up this mantle. There might be this moment of like, what did I just sign up for?
Yeah, Saint's kind of like keeping his mouth shut because he does not want to go back into another army, like servitude.
Point. That probably is rubbing. He's watching. The wrong way too.
Yeah, he's watching this happen, and he's like, "Fucking sucker!" Like looking at Warwick. Like Warwick is so desperate to be a soldier and to be a good person, and Saint is just like.
Well, to belong to an order.
Yeah.
Blindfolded knight holding a lantern. She fixes her gaze on you. She's just this blindfold around her eyes. And what of you? You've been suspiciously quiet during this roleplay.
Saint is looking at her where he assumes her eyes are behind this blindfold. And he says, I have nothing to say.
I knew that before you spoke.
I fought, and I did.
But you had nothing to say.
He is squinting at her. He's moving to see if she like follows his movement.
Wow. He waves in front of her.
Yeah, he's just seeing. Can she see me?
Wow.
So.
Rude.
Ableist.
So rude. So rude.
Very rude.
Saint's a rude kid.
She's also dead.
He says...
She's also dead.
Context is important.
She's also dead. Saint says, I do have a question.
Speak.
In the castle, there was a statue with a gem inside it. It looked like other people who had come in to pillage were drawn to it or tried to steal it, and they were turned to stone alongside the statue. Was that your doing, the Green Knights?
No. No, that is no doubt the influence of the corruption that Yidris spread with his betrayal. There were beautiful statues of Saint Arachnus, though now we feel as if they have been altered.
Yes, he defaced them.
How?
He cut their breasts off and changed their faces to try to, I assume, look like men.
They start looking at each other.
Is this something that sounds familiar?
No, but it is very troubling. For either he found a new patron to worship, or he styled himself as a god.
So this gem. Is there a way to end this corruption?
Yeah, we told you.
No, I mean localized, like now. I can't wait
Saint
until
Saint just
we...
wants to get it over with and get the gem and sell it immediately.
Yeah, wipe out.
The Saint Yidris quest seems big. It's going to be a lot of little...
This is not a side quest.
Right, it seems like the main thing.
Yes.
So this gem... Something we can do now.
Why don't you go grab it? See what happens.
All right.
I think you, of all people, should be the one that takes it.
Well, good talk.
The Seeker says, I'm sorry for my friend. He's
working on it.
He's new to this whole thing. Journey. Yeah. We're going to work, and he just kind of gently pulls your back.
Don't touch.
Did they identify the stuff I asked about? They were like, yes, and then they didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of talking. Yes, we figured it out. Any other questions?
Are
What are these?
These are implements that can be used to create strong magical fields, though I feel as if they have been bastardized to produce anti-magic fields. Did you experience this while down here?
Yes.
More proof of the corruption. Be careful with those instruments, as they may carry this curse with them.
Interesting.
It's interesting. Well, we are honored by your trust that you put in me and in us to see this done. With your permission, we'd like to attempt to cleanse, and not in a spiritual sense, in a very real sense, the castle, wherever it may be, and begin to rebuild it and use it as a base from which to operate. Oh, we'd know not how to return there.
Process has already begun. With your every step forward, you will help us. Unless you perish at the hands of evil. In which case, we will linger here till someone finds that blade and brings it home.
We will not fall. I will see it done.
So how do we get back?
How do we get out? So
we go out this way?
Do you see the exit?
Back to the...
To the up.
You wish to leave?
We must.
Yes.
Very well. We are here when you need counsel.
Sorry, one final question. I don't know if we asked this, but the priestly spirit we saw that attacked us before we fell through the portal. Who is that?
There were many priests who lived here with the knights. Spiritual advisors to the Green Knights. Not unlike your friend here.
Same kind of elbows, Rowan. No.
Will they recognize this?
They will, if they are followers of Saint Taragnus. We do not enforce our faith on you, but should you see fit, following the path of Saint Taragnus will only make you more powerful.
I understand. We will return then to the castle.
After we recover Pharaoh's body.
Yeah.
Right.
It is done. And they all just sort of glow. It's this white, blinding light. And then you're outside the castle.
Outside?
Do we have Pharaoh with us?
Pharaoh's body is laying gently reposed on the ground in front of you. And it is night.
Oh, come on.
Roll for initiative.
I light a torch.
A stampede of zebras comes out.
You're going to light a torch?
Yeah, I light a torch.
We don't have
torches. Have a torch.
We don't have, that was torches. The whole thing.
Yep, yeah. I forgot.
The seeker will have to light a light. Cast light.
Ooh. He's like, yep, he's taking a drink. Yes, yes. Of course, I would cast light.
Of course.
16.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, torch timer.
Oh, right.
Let's start it over.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, this spell will only last for 45 minutes.
Does Pharaoh have any cool shit on him?
Come on, Matthew. That's crazy.
We're about to bury him.
To do a scene where we see his body for the first.
That's why I'm asking first.
We have to bury him.
Yeah, not really. I mean, he has his...
Chainmail.
That's the only, and the crossbow. That's basically.
Once we
some rations.
A list of his fears.
This is dying horribly. Right. Dying horribly.
Dying in the alone dark, in
murdered by ghosts.
alone in the dark.
Seeing his body, which he hasn't seen yet.
Yeah,
Ellison,
I know.
Will fall to his knees, and he's going to. Pharaoh, we face the. The end of the war and its aftermath together. Looked out for one another. Guided each other. I have failed you, friend. May you rest with more peace than most of us deserve. And he's going to say a prayer to Geed, who he doesn't particularly follow, but in Pharaoh's honor, asking for peace and guidance into the afterlife. And yeah.
Okay.
And I think Saint also says like a, what is like a children's nursery rhyme almost for Geed, because he grew up with Geed in a much happier sense. Like Christmas was like, you know, the holiday of like, if you were a Christian and you only knew about Christmas and you'd be like, this is so fun. So he says this like child's nursery rhyme.
How does it go?
I think it's similar to Ring Around the Rosie that actually has like a very dark story, but yeah. It becomes happy. And it's something about like, her wreath is green, her flowers bloom.
All the children's eyes fall out.
Took a turn.
Something really nursery rhyme.
Her wreath is green, the flowers bloom, the sun comes up, so does the moon.
Oh, good.
There's something at the end about, like, may she have you all your days, and when you're done, dance on your grave. And It's sort of like a cyclical thing of Geed, and like she takes you back into her embrace, into nature. And he says this kind of somberly and quietly, and maybe puts the chainmail on like what would be a cross, like a headstone.
Yeah, we're gonna bury him
with the
cross.
With the cross,
that's bottle cap worthy. Nice. That's a cum stone for you.
Thank you for the cum stone.
The rare.
It's always reassuring to see cum stone's face. You're about really to turn in a cap.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, should we? We should bury. We should bury him. We'll spend the time.
Wesket, also Geed, you being a follower, and I feel like Saint knows less, but like burial seems kind of right, like nature adjacent,
yeah, or like no coffin, just
wet,
the,
wet
the,
mud.
The foot of a tree or something, just to nourish it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. We can. Yeah. Be like at the foot of a tree and like hang your holy symbol on the tree trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Okay.
So we bury him near a tree.
So we're just hand waving the several hours digging and burial. We're burying him right now out front of the castle.
You don't want to do it. You
want to bury your friend? I'm asking if we're burying him right here out in front of the castle. Right.
Yeah, if it's going to be our base of operations, you know, if we're going to restart the Green Knights.
Is there any kind shovel? Do you guys all have shovels in your packs?
Exactly. Like that's...
Does the Seeker have one?
Pharaoh had three. He had three.
Oh, that's so nice. That's
so kind.
I can't believe you spent three amazing slots on this.
I know. That was like, I was really hamstringing myself for most of the campaign.
For those
three
shovels.
Taking up the slots, but I'm right now.
Right.
I'm pretty grateful because now they can like dig the ground.
That's really great.
Ellison starts magic missiling the ground.
Just kicking up dirt.
Saint just stabbing with his dagger.
Yeah. Jesus. All right.
45 hours pass.
Yeah.
And you can fit his foot in. All right, it's night. Are we thinking of camping out here in the shadow of Meyer Castle?
I guess so.
If the burial's done, then Warwick wants to say something as well. So as we get him in the ground and mark this grave near the castle where he's going to lie now, and hopefully we can turn this place into a place of happiness.
A cemetery for followers of Green Knights.
Yeah.
We'll find a nice scenic spot with the tree.
Yeah.
You go over a bluff.
Yeah. I think he's been so focused on the mission and not letting his emotions take control at all. But once it's said and done and he's in the ground, I think he just kind of looks down at the patch of earth, the mound, and he says, I swore to myself that I'd protect you, and I lost you in the dark, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, but now I am. He just sort of like glances down this like glowing emerald blade. It's like, but now I carry light with me wherever I go, and I'll find you in the light one day, my friend. I'll find you. And then just like turns around, walks away.
And Ellison will, with the butt of his dagger, kind of like hammer the holy symbol into the tree.
And sort of fade out of that scene as you get your bedrolls out, start trying to find a comfortable way to rest here. Because I imagine traveling by night wouldn't be...
Less ideal.
Less than ideal. But you also don't have torches to make a campfire.
We could... Well, now that we're out here, we could like
gather wood
and make Ersatz torches.
The Seeker has light, so we can...
Seeker is just like putting a piece of his tunic over the light source so it's dim. And as you're kind of winding down for the night, you hear noise in the brush. What do you do?
Magic missile.
Are we like not armored? Like, do you think I would have stripped off armor because it was like that close to bed?
If you don't sleep in armor, then yeah, this would have been unarmored.
So he's unarmored. He's just going to grab the blade in its sheath. And just draws it, stands there looking into the darkness.
Faint.
Who's there?
Green glow.
Who stands there?
And in this cracking of underbrush in the darkness, your light isn't reaching sort of where this sound is coming from, but you see a tall, heavy, heavily muscled figure sort of silhouetted coming towards you. But there is something off. What does this person look like?
Oh, shit. Something off?
He stands about 6'5".
Oh, my gosh.
Or 6'6", actually. Sorry. He's bare-chested, covered in scars, like old scars, and his torso. He has a cloak that looks like it's made out of black feathers. He's wearing the skin of a bear's head on top of his head.
Oh.
Is a long yellow beard. And one of his eyes has been gouged out. And he has a big, like the haunch of a deer's leg, like over his shoulder. And he walks up into the firelight and, nervous, sorry.
It's okay.
And, he says, "Are these soldiers huddled in the dark around the fire? Are these the ones my father spoke to me of?" And he throws the haunch down. Says, "Well," and he's just like looking at each of you.
"Who are you? Well, why do you approach our fire?"
"I am Einar."
"Einar, are you of this place? Are you of the gloaming?"
"I am quiet." And he looks up at the sky. He says, "I am speaking to my new friends. You lead me here. I have to speak to them now without interruption." "My apologies. What did you say?"
"I asked if you are from the gloaming."
"I am not from here. I am from far to the north."
"The north? I don't know what soldiers you're looking for. We're just travelers."
"I was told I would find 3 companions that would replace my brothers lost at sea. And here in the very place I was led, here you are."
And he sits down, like heavily, like at a stone, like next to the fire. He says,
"Well, now I sleep."
And he like turns his back to the fire and like covers himself in the cloak of feathers and starts going to sleep.
Saint is just looking across the firelight at Warwick and Ellison.
I'm going to sheathe the blade.
Ellison will lower his spellcasting.
Saint is still holding his dagger.
He sets the blade down on the ground. Did he say his name was...
Einar.
Einar.
He's asleep.
Einar, are you asleep?
And he start. You hear him start snoring.
He's out cold.
How did he fall asleep?
It's amazing talent.
We keep watch.
In the dark, it almost looks like a bear is asleep. By
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with the, it turns with his back to us with the
bear helm on his head.
An owl bear, maybe.
Oh my god!
Like, it looks like this giant shape is just sort of like heaving.
He spoke to the sky as if he sent a bug.
Saint grabs the haunch and kind of drags it closer and starts to skin it. Well, he brought food.
He didn't bring food.
I
give me some of that meat, says the seeker.
I'm going to cook it first.
Perhaps it is. Perhaps it is.
We shall.
Saint Aragnus, he speaks to. Perhaps she has sent him to aid in the quest of the Green Knights. Maybe.
We will find out in the morning, I suppose. Yeah, so I guess
we take turns. Yeah, we stay. We keep watch. I mean, this guy.
Yeah, I don't want to like touch him. I don't want to get too close to him.
But I cook the meat.
I kind of like a what is it with it like a fast forward where we just see you all sitting there and like the moon is slowly moving.
Stars are rolling.
Yeah, time lapse. Thank you. One other person is sitting watching. One other person sitting watching. One other person. And Einar's there, just like pacing around the.
We're just like very nervously eyeing Einar's like bear like form.
And he sleeps for like 9 hours.
Yeah, he doesn't move.
He's completely passed out like the entire time.
I just want to explain something. In Warwick's head, it's like the absolute lack of fear.
Yeah.
To just stroll solo across the gloaming, meet with strangers around a fire. There are
armed strangers.
And then just turn your back on them
go to bed.
Instantly fall into a deep, restful slumber. Like, he's like, this man has no fear.
Saint thinks this man is insane. He talked to the sky. He's like, this is a lost soldier, this poor guy is out of his mind.
He did look like, even just the look in his one eye would betray a level of insanity.
He also was talking to presumably his dead father.
Talking to his father, he said.
Okay.
Right.
Are we molested in the night?
You are not molested in the night. The sun rises, maybe Seeker had last watch, and you just kind of like, guys ready to get up? Guys ready to get up?
He's still sleeping.
Should we consume a ration or his deer?
Oh.
I would say the deer can get you through tonight with ease and with plenty left over.
All right, so I'll up my rations on my sheet.
Unfortunately, the deer was rabid.
You're not going to up your rations.
Why not?
We have more leftover.
We just ate it.
No, he said with more leftover.
Oh, with more leftover.
Yeah, if he's willing to share, you'll have more. But I would say for now, keep those rations on his sheet.
I think
Ellison will make sure there is a portion set aside for Einar that he will add something from his herbalist pouch, just some seasoning as a thank you, and be prepared it for him when he wakes up.
Saint, I think, suggests to the group like, we should just move on.
What do you mean?
We gave him a kindness by not stealing from him or killing him in the night. We should just leave.
I agree. Not leaving without speaking to him. He walked by prophecy.
We could write a note.
Sent by prophecy.
Sent by prophecy.
He walked alone across the gloaming looking for us. We have
to know. You don't know that. He could have just crawled out of the nearest tavern or ditch and wandered over here.
I'll draft the note. Boost. I'm not saying we have to use it, but I'm going to draft the note.
Did he smell of alcohol to you? He didn't to me.
I'm not going to get close enough to him to smell him.
I'll and he just him. Rises up.
Yeah, behind Saint is Saint's talking.
And he walks a few paces over and you see him from behind. And you just hear this loud sound of him urinating. Right on Pharaoh's grave.
Oh no.
That's sorry, that's
he has his hands on his hips. He's like,
oh, he's one of those.
The tree is a sacred fuck it.
Well, my new companions, what is on the agenda for today?
We actually didn't talk about this, but we probably. What is our plan? Are we going to go back to Marin's Hold? And
we have to. We need supplies.
We need supplies. Yeah. We also need to carouse.
Torches. Yeah, we got to carouse.
Yeah, but like we've got this magic stuff, and I'm not interested in hiding it. So, like, I don't really know if we need to find somewhere else or make our own torches out of what we find in the wild or what. Like, I don't know.
I think we're actually, if we can stock up on torches, we're pretty well supplied. Now, we wouldn't be able to carouse, so we don't get that XP.
I do want to carouse.
Can we carouse?
Who doesn't want to see Einar carouse?
Can we carouse not in the town? Like, if I
feel like the spirit of it is they want you to have to. But you're only two hexes away. I think Joe's hit the nail on the head, though. You need to, at the very least, you need to supply. It just, Marin's Hold sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
We could try to go to Wardenwood, but it's even further.
That's like a journey.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go to Marin's Hold, and if they try to give a shit about it, we're like,
we kill them.
We draw the Emerald Sword and say, nope, you're now under the protection of the Green Knights.
Kill them.
Also, we've got Einar.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Bear man.
I don't want to overstate this, but we've been charged with a great mission by the Order of the Green Knights.
Oh.
You now sit in the presence of the Lord Commander of the Restarted Order.
You are a lord among your people.
Yes.
You are.
Yes, and he stands, like, trying to, like, kind of match this energy a little bit. He's also very tall and imposing, but he has such an innocent vibe about him, but he's going to try to, like, put on a bit more of a commanding air.
Sir Warwick, Lord Commander of the Green Order of the Green Knights.
Sir Warwick, Lord Commander of the Green Knights, yes.
Warwick.
And I find it to be very fortuitous in a almost mystical way that you have come to us, sent to find three companions at a time when we desperately need you.
Yes, it is no mystery. My father sent me, and so here is where I am meant to be.
Who is your father?
He just laughed.
I tell them now. Who is my father, you ask? My father is none other than Odin. Odin, all father, I am his son upon the earth.
Ah. Well, then we are in the presence of true power, then.
Yes!
And we are honored that you shared our fire last night.
And may we offer condolences for your brothers.
My brothers perished in the sea. We came to this faraway land in search of silver and glory, but they found only death in the sea. I alone survived, but here I am under my father's protection, and I have been led to those who will replace those I lost in my quest to earn a place by my father's side in Valhalla.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with Valhalla exactly. I've known some soldiers that sought it out through battle.
Yes.
But we right now are trying to fight an evil presence here in this land. I don't know if you're aware, but the place where you have landed is quite corrupted with the influence of demons and other strange creatures.
Yes, a worthy foe. You have chosen well. I see. Yes, we will fight these demons.
And he, like, lifts out, like, is this gigantic great axe. It's like,
boom, may my axe bite into their necks.
We also need to go into a town.
Oh.
And resupply.
Yes, town means mead. Well, let us go.
This town is fearful of magic.
They are fearful of magic. Are they fools?
Yes.
Magic is but a tool.
I would avoid talking to Odin Pop.
I will give them something greater to fear. Let us go.
Oddly, I feel the same way.
Whispers to Ellison, though, like, not sure he really understood what I was...
Definitely didn't. I am Ellison Ricks.
Ellison. You are a smaller man.
Yes, that is objectively
that
true.
That is fine.
I'm saying...
You are smaller still.
Yes.
Let us go.
This is Rowan.
Rowan.
You may also call him...
The Seeker.
The Seeker.
The Seeker.
Saint's spiritual advisor.
What is it you seek?
Truth. Truth in all of its forms.
Let us go.
I'm fine with that.
I like him. I'm starting to like him.
Let's go.
I did want to check on my place.
How easy is it to conceal the Emerald Sword of the Green Knights? Is this a constantly glowing magical item, or is it just look like a sword to the untrained eye?
There is a faint green glow. I think if left and out for someone to examine you, it would be hard not to see it. Maybe in the right light, it would just look like a coloration, but as long as it's sheathed, no one would know. Unless they can sense magic.
Okay.
Well, they can sense his blade.
And we bring strong...
Their face.
Ellison, this trip is not like the others. We return with strong, powerful magical energies and great. And he looks ahead at, what is it again? Einar. Einar, who's like walking like ahead of us right now. And great unpredictability. So we need to be ready to...
Leave at a moment's notice?
Yes, that or tell the Reeve that we will not be intimidated. But I'd rather avoid a conflict, as I'm sure you would.
I would too. The town has seen enough. They may not, even if we were to enter into open conflict with the Reeve, we may best him, but he has...
I don't seek it out, I'll say that. Let's go and we'll try to...
Resupply.
Yeah,
get try to resupply. Roaring drunk. And then head out the next morning.
Do we want to go to the northern hex or the southern hex on our way back to there?
Two paths, the forest hex or marsh hex?
I think we've been to both, right?
I think we've done both by now.
We've done both.
Let's go forest, because I don't... If indeed the swamp dragon has our scent, we don't really want to go to any swampy lands.
That's a good point.
That's so true.
Okay.
So true, Queen.
Thanks.
So you make your way to Zatex, closer to the road, one hex away from Marin's Hold, and we just hear... Guess you just got back today! And we see you guys approaching Marin's Hold. Crazy cats are away, and the drawbridge comes down.
Yes.
And we got a blackout. The boys are back in town!
The boys are back in town!
We'll see you next week.
Medieval version.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlotta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Malouf in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.